This is Audible.
Audible Studios presents I Hate Everyone But You, written and performed by Gabby Dunn and Allison Raskin.
AvaHelmer@gmail.com to Jen. Subject, please confirm receipt of this message. Dear best friend, it is with a heavy heart that I write the first of what I can only imagine will be hundreds of emails detailing every second of our college-bound lives. I am extraordinarily proud of you and can't wait for the entire city of Boston to both love and fear you. Just remember that no one will ever love or fear you like I do. Grow, flourish, experiment with things so I don't have to. I will miss you every second of every day until you graduate a year early, hopefully, and return to me in the dry heat of the West Coast. Journalists can work anywhere, so don't try to pull, "I need to move to New York," 4 years from now. You know I barely survived during your summer program in Temecula. I can already tell that I will hate everyone but you. Sincerely, Ava Helmer, that brunette who won't leave you alone. P.S. My mom wants to make sure you bought a winter jacket. If not, she will ship you one using Amazon Prime.
GenX1999@gmail.com to Ava. Subject, please confirm receipt of this message. We're still in the same room, you weirdo. Stop crying. G, the blonde who is really uncomfortable with large displays of emotion.
11:45 a.m. PST. Are you at the airport? Hello? I hope you're at the airport because your flight takes off in 20 minutes. Maybe your phone is dead. I hope your phone is dead and you are not dead.
8:51 p.m. EST. Landed.
Oh, thank God. I called your parents.
Sorry, phone died, charged it, fell asleep.
How was the flight? Do you want to come home?
Maybe in 4 to 6 months. Hit on the steward and got some free peanuts.
Nuts are always free.
Depends on the kind.
Genevieve, gross.
Did not blow the steward in the bathroom, if only for your sake, my precious baby angel. Plus, he was gay.
Have to go pick out bedding with my mother. Call me when you get to your dorm.
I'll text you. Get something stain-proof.
Just saw that. Gross!
Jen to Ava. Subject, your replacement. Just kidding. Shannon could never replace you. Mostly because her parents must be mental to name her Shannon. How are the Helmers, by the way? Do they miss their favorite should-have-been daughter? Your dad emailed me Boston tips from his one business trip 5 years ago. Apparently, the Marriott bar has killer chicken wings. Still haven't heard from my parents. Hopefully, they read my note. Can you be a runaway if you run away to a liberal arts college? Back to my new BFF, Shannon. I hadn't even put my bag down before she stood up on her bed, popped open one of the ceiling tiles, and pulled out a bag of weed. I can already tell she's going to be a lot of fun, but only when she's high. Emerson isn't really a college campus so much as two buildings and a theater, which is perfect because I didn't even really want to go to college. My RA says that the Boston Common, a big park, is our unofficial campus, but I've never seen a campus with so many meth heads. I already love it here. I think I would blow my brains out if I was gated in somewhere with school spirit and a football team. It barely feels like school other than the optional classes. JK, I know classes heavily encouraged. G. P.S. Don't be mad, but I took a lift to the airport. The driver was not a creep, but he did hug me goodbye, so it was basically the same as having a going-away party.
Ava to Jen. Subject, your replacement. You took a lift to the airport? Ava to Jen. Subject, your replacement. On second reading, the horrible saga of you going to the airport by yourself isn't even the worst part of that email. You can't let Shannon keep drugs in your room. Do you want to get expelled? Because you will. I read the handbook for you. I've been nervous reading all day. I now know far too much about how to properly brew tea from some weird booklet my mom refused to throw out. I move into the dorms tomorrow. Part of me wants to get there super early and sanitize the entire room, and the other part of me doesn't want to go at all. I know USC is only 13.1 miles from my house, but that's like an hour and a half in traffic. Is it too late to get homeschooled? Or does that not work for higher education? Just kidding. I'll be fine. Or I won't be fine, and then I'll have to drop out and live in my parents' guest house until I sell my first script about living in my parents' guest house. Thank God writers are meant to be crazy! Ava, P.S. Flush the drugs. Seriously.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re your replacement. You're not crazy, and I'm not flushing the drugs. They're not my drugs to flush. I already snorted, ate, and mainlined all of my drugs.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re your replacement. I can't believe my parents didn't trust you for 2.5 years. A. P.S. What do drugs taste like? Asking for a friend.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re your replacement. Please refer to this video of Prince performing Purple Rain.
7:14 p.m. PST. I think my mom is crying.
You can just sense it, like a bat signal?
My mom doesn't cry like a regular person. She just tightens up her face until the liquid squeezes out.
You're going to school 10 miles away.
13:1. You never listen to me. 12:03 a.m. EST. What was the picture you just sent? Have you been kidnapped by a blurry monster?
Girl who looks like you.
Why are you awake? It's 2 a.m.
At a party. Gonna go kiss your twin to make sure it's not you.
It's not me. Cease and desist. 2:11 a.m. EST. Jen? That was a quick spiral into meth.
3:35 a.m. EST. Meth tastes great. Going to bed. XOXO.
Ava to Jen. Subject, I have arrived. Do you remember the first day of freshman year 1.0 when I wore that weird sweater set and you spilled Diet Coke all over your white shirt? So I tried to give you my cardigan, but you refused because only lame-ass bitches wear cardigans? I wish that day was happening right now instead of this one. My roommate Jessica is not very nice. And not in a I have a rough exterior but a heart of gold Jen kind of way, but actually not nice. She asked me to take the left side of the room, and then an hour later told me she wanted the left side. Which isn't a big deal, except I had already cleaned the left side and started organizing all my plastic drawers. I wish you would get plastic drawers. They are a life changer. Jessica is a marketing major. I feel like no other description is necessary. USC feels even bigger than when I visited. The whole campus is packed with security guards, which somehow does the opposite of making me feel safe. I tried to find all my classrooms for Monday, but I ended up in 4 different dining halls instead. Yes, there are 4 dining halls, and they all serve the same food. Maybe I should go find Megan. I know she is boring and dumb, but at least she is a familiar boring and dumb. The one good thing about this place is everyone seems to party all the time, so it won't be hard to find out where the party at. A. P.S. Are you dead?
11:16 p.m. EST. Abort Megan. We just spent 4 years avoiding Megan. Go meet new people. You have great hair.
Question mark, question mark, question mark.
Just a confidence boost. Jen to Ava. Subject, adulting. I was born to be an adult. Crushing this no rules thing. Not that my house had many rules, but I felt like your mom was always watching. What up, Ruth? Are you still reading Ava's emails? Anyway, adult parties. I guess technically they are college parties, but more than 5 20-somethings made an appearance, so I think it counts as a crossover. Shannon took me to the baseball house in Alston, which I thought would be terrible, but it's not even a real baseball team. It's just a bunch of guys who toss a ball around and make dinner together on Sundays. We stayed up until 3 a.m. talking about Stop Making Sense and Spike Lee's MJ documentary, which is basically a fluff piece. Shannon kind of sucks, except as a conduit to fun. But I met this badass literature chick, Molly, who is basically me with shorter hair. We drank gin and tonics and laughed whenever boys would try to get us to toss some balls around. Believe it or not, this pickup line actually worked on Shannon. Brace yourself. Molly is bisexual, but I guess almost everyone here is. She was wearing an unofficial Emerson t-shirt that said, gay by May or your money back. I think she has a girlfriend. Or a boyfriend. Charlie could go either way. Just like everyone else at this school. Boom. G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-adulting. That was a really great joke. Setup, punchline. Are you sure you want to write actual news and not buddy comedies with me in Screenwriting 101? For such a select group of young writers, most of the kids in my elite BFA program are fucking weirdos. We had an orientation, and half of my class said The Shawshank Redemption was their favorite movie. That can't be true, right? Some of those people probably haven't even seen that dreadful movie. I couldn't pick between Little Miss Sunshine and The Sapphires. but no one had heard of the Sapphire, so Little Miss Sunshine won by default. I was worried about talking too much during the introduction, so now I think I talk too little. People would just think I'm shy if I didn't have such harsh features that make me look like a bitch. Am I a bitch? Does being judgmental automatically make you a bitch? Looking forward to your thoughts and notes, A. P.S. You went to a baseball party? Who are you anymore?
Jen to Ava. Subject, re-adulting. You are not a bitch. You just have taste and high cheekbones. Please refer to the baddest bitch in the game for assurance. Nicki Minaj defends her personality and denies being a bitch.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-adulting. Oh, Nicki Minaj. Once again, reminding us what it means to be a boss. 9:42 a.m. PST. Sitting in my first official college class. I'm the only one here. Do you think I'm in the wrong place?
How early are you?
Only 15 minutes. 18 minutes!
You're in the right place, you're just a nerd.
Does no one else have panic attacks that they're going to arrive late and ruin their lives so they overcompensate by arriving extremely early?
I'm sure someone else does, and you'll probably marry them.
I wish. Someone else showed up. I'm in the right place.
Are you sure it's not Nick Fury about to invite you into the Avengers?
Couldn't tell ya. Ava to Jen. Subject, academia. Day one complete. So far I have learned nothing. Intro to screenwriting was basically an extension of that uncomfortable orientation, and Symbols and Conceptual Systems 101 was even more confusing than its name. I'm starting to think the entire thematic option honors program is just an excuse to keep the loser kids away from the jocks in regular GEs to avoid physical assault lawsuits. Yes, I'm calling myself a loser. Which is okay because in 5 or 6 years, losers will be cool. At least in LA. I can't believe I only have 2 classes in an entire day. What am I supposed to do with the rest of this time? I'm used to 6 classes, 1 study hall, and a night of extracurriculars and homework. I don't do well with this much free time. I need structure. I should have signed up for 20 credits. Scratch that. I should have failed senior year and gone back to SMHS. How was your first day? Did you uncover further corruption in the Catholic Church? Spotlight is begging for a sequel. I am so bored. It's my first week of college and I'm already bored. Maybe I'll go home this weekend. My dad probably needs a tennis partner. Your tiresome friend, A. P.S. I think college might be a pyramid scheme. Think about it.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re-academia. Glad to hear you're having such a great time. Make sure you pick up a book in between all those shots of Patron. You're not boring. You're guarded and unusual and a little bit unbalanced, but you're not boring. I'm not BFF with boring people. It would ruin my highly crafted Tumblr brand. Do you know who is boring? Shannon. She's already obsessed with that guy from the baseball house and wants us to go back tonight. I can only handle so much hypermasculinity masquerading as heterosexuality. My classes were fine, I think. I slept through part of Earth Science Natural Disasters. I already know that humans survive, unfortunately. Don't go home this weekend. That's like admitting defeat before the Hulk even breaks your heart, Black Widow. Ugh, I hated that storyline. Listen, I know that no one will ever compare to me, but try to make a new friend, even if it's just to suck their blood. Don't want to destroy you, but your dad has plenty of tennis partners. I know all about them from that one time he drove me to the DMV. Stan is the best player, but Mark is the most consistent. Hugs and kisses and feminism, G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-academia. Mark's second serve is complete shit. 12:07 p.m. PST. Can I sit with total strangers in the dining hall without looking like an idiot?
Week 3? No. Week 1? Sure.
Hot blondes or nerdy engineering students?
Engineers. Think long term.
Wish me luck.
Sending you empowerment instead.
Would prefer luck. 1:13 p.m. PST. I might have made friends.
Ask them to build you a bridge. Then you'll know for sure.
I went with the blondes.
Pussy. Jen to Ava. Subject, this is not a drill. I did cocaine. Before you freak out, please read the rest of this email and remember that I must be fine because I have the capacity to write this email. It all started at the baseball house. Yes, I went back again. Mostly as an exercise in boredom and to get Shannon out of our room. I figured I would drop her off with Mike, the meaty outfielder, and return to catch up on the 100. But much like my horoscope predicted, Saturn was providing returns. As soon as I entered the house and recoiled from the weed-infused BO, I saw Molly. In case you missed it, Molly is that hot bisexual girl from the first b-ball party. She was already drunk and making fun of all the boys' tight pants. And I quote, "Obviously, male sports is just a socially acceptable way for males to exhibit homosexual tendencies without repercussions. Most of the guys laughed it off. Two of them even kissed. But Shannon's jerk, Mike, wasn't having it. Molly was going to another party anyway, so we left together. I thought I had been to parties before. Birthday parties, bar mitzvahs, that weird lunch when your mom was elected PTA president. I was wrong. This was a party. We took the train to the South End, think WeHo, and walked a few blocks to this graduate student's apartment. Graduate students are the shit because they're stunted enough to stay students, but mature enough to know how to buy drugs and not get arrested. Molly knew everyone there, confirming my suspicions that she is the coolest person at Emerson, which is a true accomplishment considering the co-creator of Friends is a professor. I'm working on getting you an autograph. I think I finally found my people. You are my person, but these are my people. I think everyone there had already had sex with each other. Not at once, but maybe at once? The guys acted like girls, and the girls acted like they hated the guys. It was the best. Anyway, back to the drugs, since I'm sure you did a control F as soon as you opened this. Molly was in a bit of a mood from the beginning. I think that boy-girl Charlie was blowing her off, so she wanted to have fun regardless of her mental state. Apparently, cocaine has this magical ability to override all feelings. I think that must be why people are addicted to it. Wink. After two shots of vodka, Molly wanted more. Not more shots, thank God. Vodka is terrible. You would hate it. It tastes like nail polish remover smells. Anyway, I'm talking to this guy about self-driving cars. They're happening, FYI. When Molly appears with this grin on her face, she wants to go to the bathroom, together. Cue Perks of Being a Wallflower music. We patiently wait in this long line so we can do our coke like polite people. But when we finally get inside, the last thing we want to do is inhale. Classic Jen poop joke. I will never outgrow these. We were still committed to the cocaine. Actually, I don't know if I was committed or just going with the flow. Molly could have pulled out two ring pops and I would have been equally down. But it wasn't ring pops. It was cocaine. And Molly spread it out on the counter delicately, perfectly dividing it with her student ID. It was very sweet. She then asked me for a dollar bill because we are lit, but we are not like $50 bill cocaine lit yet. She went first and then I dive-bombed into a life of seedy glamour. I think I am now addicted to cocaine and will proceed to use all of my life savings to procure more of it, even if I have to sell my body. I'm just kidding. It sucked. It didn't suck, but it wasn't much of anything. My teeth felt numb and I couldn't go to bed until 5. I talked a bit faster, but I wasn't any smarter. Overall, I would give cocaine 2 stars. Jen. P.S. I looked it up and the cocaine import business is awful. I am now a cocaine conscientious objector.
7:32 a.m. PST. Call me. Jen! Ava to Jen. Subject, re. This is not a drill. I can't believe you didn't answer my 4 calls. Either you are in class or too ashamed of your hooligan actions to face me. Also, are you insane? Emerson is clearly reading your emails, and now they have proof that you snorted cherry cola. This is a code word. Why are you doing this? Is this a cry for help? I knew your dysfunctional family was going to have a long-term impact on your life. But I thought it wouldn't become apparent until later, when you've already made a name for yourself at some journal and had a small nest egg. Remember to invest, otherwise your money is just sitting around. To be fair, I called you the first 3 times before I finished reading the email and still thought you were a blossoming addict. Now I am a bit calmer, but don't for 1 second think you can pull this shit again! Cherry Cola is dangerous! Your mind is a precious vessel that carries all of my most favorite thoughts and feelings. You must protect it at all costs. Do whatever you want with your body. A.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, this is not a drill. No one is reading my emails, and we joke about drugs all the time. Hashtag meth.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, this is not a drill. It's almost like you didn't make me watch the Edward Snowden documentary 4 times.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, this is not a drill. Hashtag celebrity crush.
2:34 p.m. PST. I almost beat my dad. 4-6.
You went home?
My parents needed me. I'm the glue that holds them together. Also, my dorm's laundry room makes my clothes dirtier.
So send your clothes out and make out on a washer.
With who? Myself?
Love yourself.
I'd rather go home.
Hard to masturbate there for sure. 10:17 p.m. EST. Creep alert!
I was just liking your photos. You don't want me to like your photos?
No, not that. Please like all my photos. I ran into grabby Igor.
No! Did he grab you?
Almost immediately. He's a sophomore at BU. He has a girlfriend.
What? You have to save her. She must be brainwashed.
I tried to give her signals, wink once for help, wink twice for Mace, but she seemed to actually like him.
Grabby Igor has a girlfriend, and I'm at home with my parents.
You chose to be at home with your parents. Go grab someone.
Maybe. Ava to Jen. Subject, crazy idea. I think I must be losing my mind. Again, I know. But what would you say if I tried to join a sorority? Actually, I know what you'll say, so I have prepared a rebuttal. With the dual purpose of simultaneously convincing myself that this is not my worst idea since joining that middle-aged pottery class. Number one, it's gross. Yes, the very idea of a sorority is gross. Paying for friends, reinforcing the gender binary, heels. But isn't feminism about reclaiming our lives and supporting each other? Isn't a sorority the original safe space? Number two, the people. Again, yes. Most sorority girls are stereotypically vapid, or worse, pretending to be vapid. But USC has such a strong Greek culture that basically everyone here is rushing and not everyone can be a complete loser. Right? Statistically, that can't be possible. Also, Elizabeth Banks, Lucy Liu, and Julia Louise Dreyfus were all in sororities. Thanks, BuzzFeed. Number three, the mandatory parties. Right, the parties. This is the hardest thing for me to wrap my brain around, but I think I need to start viewing my social life as a requirement instead of an option. Being part of a house will give me a weird structure whereby I know what parties to attend, when to attend them, and who to attend them with. If any of the socials have ice cream, it almost seems bearable. Number four, it's a sorority. Right. Please see all the above. In other news, Jessica had sex in our room last Thursday while I was also in the room. That's the real reason I went home. I was just too mortified to say it or type it until this moment. I heard sex! It sounds weird! Ava.
Jen to Ava. Subject. Re-crazy idea. Did you watch? I bet you watched. Congrats on your first threesome.
Ava to Jen. Subject. Re-crazy idea. That's all you took from my email? Ava to Jen. Subject. Re-crazy idea. And everything I saw was against my will.
Jen to Ava. Re-crazy idea. You'll be fine. I once saw my mom going down to my dad, and I'm still around to talk about it. The cocaine addiction helps. I was mulling over my response regarding this hypothetical sorority. I think you should do it. If you hate it, you'll quit. And if you love it, we have to stop being friends. But you won't even notice because you'll be so immersed in the sisterhood. Kappa Alpha puke. I'm proud of you. G. P.S. Do not let them circle your fat with a Sharpie.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-crazy idea. Really? That's it? I'm not going to have to convince you with a series of long emails, GIFs, and links to the house bunny? I'm starting to think you don't care about me anymore.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re-crazy idea. New email, who dis? Jen to Ava. Subject, re-crazy idea. JK times 1,000! I do care about you. That's why I want you to go out there and make mistakes, like joining a sorority. I also want hot pics from your fall mixer.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-crazy idea. You're bad at being supportive.
6:12 p.m. EST. Send me that paper you wrote last year on gender politics in Soviet Russia.
Why?
I'm gonna turn it in.
Go away. Ava to Jen. Subject, SOS. Just had my first therapy session. USC gave me a therapist in training. I've been in therapy longer than she has been a therapist. Oi.
Jen to Ava. Re-SOS. Did you give her your streamlined, this is what's wrong with me and this is how we have to fix it?
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-SOS. Yes. And she just nodded. Looks like I'm going to have to therapize myself. Poof! I'm no longer afraid of dirt or consumed with obsessive thoughts. I'm pretty much an X-Man.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re-SOS. It's X-Men. Congrats on such a speedy recovery. 4:37 p.m. EST. How can you tell if someone is hitting on you?
Ha! You sent this to Ava.
I know, but I need help. This TA asked me to come to her office hours.
You're in school. That is a normal thing. Send a smoke signal if she invites you to her bedroom.
Copy.
Did you already fail something?
TBD. Jen to Ava, subject, older women. Is there a time machine available for private use? I know I should probably use it to kill Hitler or something, but I sort of just want to blast forward into my late 20s, maybe even 30 if I don't get crow's feet. Charlotte, my TA, is a goddess. I can't pin her exact age, but it's somewhere past caring what people think and a few years before being completely out of touch with current music. She works nights at the Globe news desk and has her own police radio, basically a real-life superhero. Turns out, I'm not failing anything. I am doing the opposite of failing. I am standing out, which is extra hard since most of my classmates have neon hair. Charlotte called me into her office to tell me I should start writing for the Beacon, school newspaper. She was the editor-in-chief during her undergrad, and apparently, classes are for parents. The Beacon is for journalists. The first meeting of the year is tonight. I'm going to wear a blazer and not smile once. Charlotte said she would copy edit my first few assignments, just so I don't make a complete ass of myself. Finally, someone around here appreciates my God-given gift for the written word. Meep! G. P.S. Please do not point out my embargo on extracurricular activities. This counts more like an internship, with actual bylines your mom can print out.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-older women. As I live and breathe, Genevieve Goldman has become a company man. Congratulations on having a goal and following through with it. Maybe I shouldn't jinx it. Not exactly sure what time the meeting is. I think writing for the Beacon, established 1881 with notable alums including Thomas Jefferson and Genevieve Goldman, is a great idea. It's so important for you to be involved in something other than drugs. Charlotte sounds like the perfect kind of arrogant to be a good mentor. Just don't overstay your welcome during those office hours. She probably has a lot of older woman stuff to do, like moisturizing her elbows.
Jen to Ava, subject, re, older women. Do people really moisturize their elbows?
Ava to Jen, subject, re, older women. Oh, yeah. Moisture is the first line of defense against aging. That's why I'm always so slippery.
7:42 p.m. EST. There are only 3 women on staff here. One is the lifestyle editor and the other 2 are copy editors.
Are you going to strike?
Not yet. Have to infiltrate from the inside first and buy a hat.
Why a hat?
Newsies!
Got to go!
Seize the day!
Number disconnected. 5:29 p.m. PST. Did you get the photo?
Which one? You sent 12.
I'm panicking. Can I pull off yellow or do I look like a ghost?
Imagine if you were a ghost this whole time. That would be so cool.
Jen, my first rush event is in 1 hour. Now is not the time.
The red dress, lucky photo number 7.
Thank you. Ava to Jen, subject, go Greek. Imagine 50 blonde girls singing hello to you while you're ushered into a mini mansion surrounded by 20 other overwhelmed freshmen and one sophomore who couldn't get into a house last year. Because that was my day. And to think, I had social anxiety before. The best way I could describe rushing is a mixture of speed dating and job interviews. Not that I've ever done either, really. The girls talk to you as a group, and then you get broken up into duos, where you have to act like being a Kappa Kappa Gamma has been your dream since childhood, even though I just learned the name Kappa Kappa Gamma 2 hours ago. The entire concept is elitist and hierarchical, and I must get in. I know, it's pathetic. But that's just human nature. As soon as you're told something is hard to get, you want it more. Like when you wanted to date Joel Simpson even though he was super gay. I don't think I made a complete fool of myself, but it's impossible to tell because all of the girls were smiling the whole time. Yes, the entire time. I think they must do some sort of cheek exercise during pre-rush week. Yes, that is a thing. I can only imagine that it involves a lot of dieting and hand-holding. Anyway, I went to 5 out of the 10 houses today. I do the second half tomorrow. And then I put down my top 5 choices, and they put down their top choices, and then maybe there is some crossover? If not, I get stuck going to the shitty houses, which will lead to a lifetime of shame and regret. I know it's 2017, but if I don't get called back to Delta Gamma at least once, I'm going to yell anti-Semitism. My head is spinning. It's like college applications all over again, but compacted into one day without the luxury of hiding behind your computer screen. What if no one picks me at all? I'll be fine if I don't make it into the best house by the end or end up with my third choice. But what if I don't even get into the second round? I asked my rush advisor if this is possible, and she says it's never happened before. Until now. Ava.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re. Go Greek. Remember when you thought you weren't going to get into USC? Remember when you thought you weren't going to get into the film school at USC? Remember when you thought you weren't going to get into a stupid effing sorority at USC? If you have short-term memory loss, will you tell me? Any one of these faux sisterhoods would be lucky to have you. And if they can't see that immediately, they will regret it when you're accepting an Oscar for Best Original Screenplay about a sorority that's secretly a terrorist cell. Ooh, that's good. You can use that. Take a deep breath, loofah all your anxiety away, and remember that every awful moment becomes a great story later. Also, you have the benefit of fictionalizing your life. I just report the news. 11:39 p.m. EST. How's it going?
My mouth hurts.
From smiling or sucking D?
Why would I have to suck D to get into a sorority full of women?
Gender's not confined to sex organs. Have you learned nothing from me?
I've been rushing for 2 days and I'm already dumber.
Jen to Ava. Subject, fuck me. So I'm sorry to throw this at you during what I can only assume is a tumultuous time where women sit around and judge you on shallow aspects of your looks and personality, but I am officially in crisis. I got my first assignment for the news desk, and it's not pretty. There's a new dean of communications. My editor, Kent, told me to call him up and write a fluff piece. He didn't say fluff piece, but that's basically the same as profile. But then I open up my stupid laptop because you've turned me into an overachiever, and I Google the guy. That's it. That's all I do. A quick Google to see if maybe he plays the ukulele or some other innocent hobby I can put into the profile. What comes up? A sexual harassment lawsuit. That's right. The guy was booted from his last job for groping a student, and my dumbass college hired him. Does our HR department never get to the third page of Google? So now I have to decide if I should be a whistleblower or not. Should I ask this creep about the lawsuit, or do I focus on the ukulele? Help! Did I mention this interview is in 1 hour?
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-fuck me. While I love that you come to me for advice and guidance, maybe you should be asking your editor these questions instead. Also, ew, the real world is awful.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re-fuck me. You're a genius. P.S. I might have thrown up. Jen to Ava. Subject, re-fuck me. Update! This is my Watergate! My editor, Kent, started whooping when I showed him the article. Apparently nothing interesting has happened on this campus since the theater school put on Miss Saigon with all white kids. They want me to go about the interview as though it's a standard fluff piece. This time, Kent, my editor, actually said fluff piece, and then bam, hit him with the lawsuit question. I'm freaking out, but I think in a good way. We'll report back. See what I did there? Genevieve Goldman, investigative journalist.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-fuck me. Remember me when you're giving TED Talks.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re-fuck me. Holy shit, he freaked out. He started denying everything and called the girl a hussy. A hussy! Can you believe it? I'm basically Rachel Maddow right now. And the year is 1955. Kent, my editor, wants the entire article to be a takedown piece attacking our administration for allowing a known predator among female students. 500 words, on the cover. Maybe more on the website. I'm gonna ask Charlotte for help. It's due in 2 days. Pray for me.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-fuck me. I just prayed to every known entity. But you don't need organized religion. You just need you. I'm crying a little bit. I'm either really proud or really hungry. 10:14 a.m. PST. What's a good song to listen to when you're depressed but you don't like sad music?
Fuck You by Lily Allen. You okay?
TBD. Ava to Jen. Subject, The Complete Mortification of Ava Helmer, 1999 to present. 1. Birth. I poop inside my mom's womb. I obviously don't remember this, but I do remember all the times my mom talked about it at family events. 2. Kindergarten. I try to sit on the teacher's lap during nap time. She tells me that is inappropriate, in front of the entire class. 3. Third grade. Becky Olsberg and Laura Jenner invite me over for a playdate. We share secrets. I confess that sometimes I eat flowers. They tell everybody that I am secretly a horse trapped in a girl's body. 4. All of middle school. 5. Jordan F. asks me to come over to his house to ask me about you. Did I ever tell you this? I knew you hated Jordan F., so I might have kept this as a silent shame until now. Oh, no. What if you didn't hate Jordan F., and I ruined your one shot at true happiness, as well as any chance of you staying in California for college? He goes to Stanford. I love him so much. 6. Prom. You remember. 7. Day 3 of rushing. When I find out that only 3 of 10 houses want me back, even though the average is 7. Only getting asked back to 3 houses in the second round is unheard of. I'm mortified. One of those houses, Pi Phi, is like the coolest house on campus, so they obviously just invited me back to be nice. Or as a cruel joke. Please refer to number 3 above. I don't even want to go back to Rush. If I do, I feel like I'm asking for it. Not sexually, I know women can't actually do that. I want to cry, but stupid Jessica won't leave the room. A dead person, formerly known as Ava Beth Helmer. P.S. I'm already crying. Just really softly.
Jen, to Ava. Subject, re: the complete mortification of Ava Helmer, 1999 to present. Are you kidding me? I could have been married to Jordan F. by now? My last name could have been Thacker? I'm never speaking to you again after this utter betrayal. Jen, to Ava. Subject, re: the complete mortification of Ava Helmer, 1999 to present. JK, JK, you told me about that Jordan F. thing immediately after it happened. You cried on the way home, and I bought you Froyo. Honestly, I'm the most hurt you don't remember the Froyo. I asked for whipped cream and everything. Take a deep breath and remember, college students are idiots. You wouldn't trust these girls to make you a coffee, so why would you trust their character assessment? Also, you got asked back to 3 houses, and 1 is cool? Which is a shock to me because I assumed all sororities are inherently uncool. Maybe this Pi Phi house is the coolest because they have the smartest girls, and those smart girls are about to see how insanely awesome you are. Ever thought of that? Harry Potter was rejected 8 times before Bloomsbury published one of the greatest gifts to muggle kind. Never give up, never surrender. Unless you realize sororities are lame and you don't want to be a part of them. Jen. P.S. Ooh, now I really want Froyo.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re: the complete mortification of Ava Helmer, 1999 to present. I just found out that Jessica was rejected from Pi Phi. This somehow makes me feel better. I am a bad person. But a bad person who wasn't rejected from Pi Phi. Yet. A.
8:52 p.m. EST. Did you know that they make vinegar pie and avocado pie? I would stay away from green grape pie. Seems like a choking hazard.
Dot, dot, dot.
Some conversation topics if you run out of things to say at the pie house.
You are not helping.
I love pie! Jen to Ava. Subject, I am not worthy. Have I mentioned that Charlotte is a goddess? I emailed her my first draft of the article and she completely tore it to shreds. I went to her apartment to go over the edits and realized that I know absolutely nothing about writing a good story. I buried the fucking lead! Even Midwestern moms know not to do that. Her vocabulary is insane. Also word flow. Who knew how much that mattered? I thought reporting was all fact, period, fact, period. Not the case. She gave me a book by Adrienne Nicole LeBlanc that reads like fiction. I'll be an artist yet! I spent 2 hours with her, redlining. It felt like 5 minutes. I think this article might be really good. Like, good enough to get me in trouble. And maybe a spot on staff. Waiting to hear back from my editor, Kent, but I'll be shocked if he doesn't love it. It's insanely provocative. Did you know that you can use wine corks to make a vision board? Well, you can, and it looks awesome. Charlotte equals goddess. G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re: I am not worthy. I get it. You hate Charlotte. I can't wait to read this thing. I hope it brings down the entire establishment and Emerson folds and you move home and attend USC's prestigious Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Couple of things. 1. Why did you go to her apartment? Is that allowed? Seems weird, especially the vision board. 2. I know your editor is named Kent, but you can keep referring to him as your editor, Kent, if it makes you feel cool. So proud. My little rebel is growing up. Ava.
9:24 a.m. EST. Greetings from inside my earth science teacher's bathroom, taking a shower.
I can't tell if you're joking.
Emerson is very liberal. Ooh, a loofah.
Picture or it didn't happen.
Dropped phone in water cannot compute.
Ava to Jen. Subject, round two, bitches. Do I sound like a Pi-Fi yet? Don't worry, none of them actually talk like that. Or if some of them do, they're kept in the back during rush. Got the results from round two and all three houses asked me back. I'm officially caught up. You're allowed a maximum of three houses for Sisterhood Day. Remember that month I ignored your obsession with Fuller House? Please do me the same courtesy with Sisterhood Day. I feel high. Or what I imagine high to feel like. God damn, it feels good to be wanted. In a non-sexual way, by a bunch of college girls who love to DIY. In related news, I think I have made an actual film school friend. Her name is Sophia, and she's in my introduction to cinema class. Her mom is from Portugal, and her dad is from Mexico, but she grew up in New York, which already makes her 100 times more interesting than me. She wants to write international thrillers, so already I don't understand our blossoming friendship. I think she might be one of those people who say, "You're funny," without actually laughing. Her boyfriend is at NYU, so I think she is bored and lonely. I can relate to bored and lonely. We've already eaten lunch together three times, and one dinner, followed by a movie. I don't want to count my chickens before they hatch, but I think she likes me. If I believed in bullshit astrology, I think Mercury was in retrograde or something. Ava.
Jen to Ava. Subject, round two, bitches. Mercury in retrograde is a bad thing. I think that phenomenon you're thinking of is called Saturn returning. Though it's a bit early for that, according to all the bullshit I very much believe in. This is all great news, and just days after the complete mortification of Ava Helmer 1999 to present. I knew it was too early to publish. You have so much life and mortification ahead. Maybe one day a small baby will shit inside you. Sophia sounds cool. I don't like people who don't laugh. What are they hiding other than a really obnoxious laugh? I do like people who grew up in NYC. She can continue to give you that dose of edge that you're missing now that I'm gone. What's the deal with the boyfriend? Are they open? Everyone at Emerson is open. It's wild, but it makes a lot of biological sense. Too bad Patrick insisted on monogamy for those 2 months we dated junior year. Could have had a lot of fun with his teammates. Going out with Molly again tonight. We'll try my best not to get high on cherry cola. XOXO and equality, Jen.
8:59 p.m. PST. What's 24 times 57?
I have no fucking idea.
Good. A high on cherry cola, Jen, would just have guessed. Be safe.
1,743. Jen to Ava, subject, like a chicka cherry cola. Greetings from the ER. My stomach was successfully pumped. Most of my brain cells should return in the next 7 to 8 years. Or did they say months? Too damaged to remember. Did you believe that at all? Probably for a second. Or knowing you, you still believe it and are calling all the ERs in the Boston area. To recap, I'm fine. Molly and I got a little drunk and silly, but other than that, it was an early night. Shannon was out with an infielder to make that outfielder jealous, so we just came back to my room around midnight to watch Doctor Who. She had never seen it before, so I showed her Vincent and the doctor. We both cried.
Ava to Jen. Subject, like a chicka cherry cola. She had never seen Doctor Who before? I thought we liked this girl. Remember last summer when you made me watch the entire reboot? I don't, because I was asleep. I'm glad that your dalliance into hard cola has finished. Now you can still have war stories, but all of your teeth. In Greek news, I just found out I'm still in the running for House of Pies. Today is the last event, Preference Day, and then tomorrow we get our bids. There's a rumor that all the fraternity boys hold up signs to rank our attractiveness as we run to our new houses, but I have to assume that started from some teen comedy and not real life. Please let me get above a 6! Sophia from screenwriting thinks sororities are dumb, which honestly makes me like her more. Go Trojans! Just testing it out. I hear football games are mandatory. Ava.
9:01 p.m. EST. Kent, my aforementioned editor, loves the story. It's going front page tomorrow.
Congratulations! Send me the link. Ava to Jen. Subject, my last will and testament. I will never eat a slice of pie again. Which will probably be easy since I plan to take my own life. I know you've said that formerly suicidal teens aren't allowed to make suicide jokes, but fuck you, this is all I have. Spoiler alert, I didn't get into Pi-Fi. I received a bid from stupid Gamma-Fi instead, which is like the second to worst house on the row. I'm honestly embarrassed to ask my parents to pay for such lame friends.
10:42 p.m. EST. Still alive?
For now.
Gamma Phi, Pi Phi, seems pretty similar.
You don't understand. They're all losers.
How?
They're lame.
But how?
Because they're losers!
Ava!
I'm a loser now too!
Aw, you were always a loser.
The votes hadn't been officially tallied.
You're crazy. Call me whenever my non-classist best friend returns.
See you never. Ava to Jen. Subject, mea culpa. Hi, this is your former best friend Ava, who briefly lost her mind yesterday and turned into a horrible judgmental monster. The original Ava is back, albeit ashamed. I'm not going to say that girls in Gamma Phi aren't losers, but I will apologize for calling them that. So aggressively, in all caps. I decided to attend Midnight mostly because I wanted to save face in front of Jessica, who got into Kappa, which was her first choice the whole time. Roommates are the worst. I showed up at the house and everyone was so goddamn excited. They must have short-term memory loss because I guarantee at least half of them wanted a bid from a different house an hour ago. Anyway, I felt like I had to fake it too, and within 30 minutes I had tricked myself into feeling something close to happiness. I think this must be how sororities work. Fake smile slash behavioral conditioning slash Stockholm syndrome. We were all given identical tank tops and told to put them on, even though I'd been wearing a long sleeve shirt because the desert is cold at night. I had to stuff my shirt into my purse and walk around with that ridiculous blue bra you made me buy showing. After so many hugs with people I was not yet ready to touch, the partying began. Not at the house because you can't party at sororities, but at our brother fraternity, ZBT. I can't believe I just said R. The Kool-Aid goes down quick. We arrived at ZBT to a line of freshman pledges handing out tropical punch and Lays. The party had a jungle theme and probably at least one case of date rape. I'm joking. I hope. I didn't take the punch because, obviously, but I did take a beer since it comes sealed. It was awful. How do people drink more than one at a time? Disgusting. Overall, it was an experience. A bona fide college experience. I even stayed past midnight. 12:05 to be exact. I would rate the night 3 out of 5 stars. I hope you can forgive me and see that I have changed. Or changed back. Ava. P.S. I met a cute boy and we talked alone for 20 minutes, but it probably meant nothing.
Jen to Ava. Subject. Re. Mea culpa. What have I told you about burying the lead? Who is this boy? How cute is he? What does his dick look like? If you don't answer 2 of those questions, I will never forgive you for turning into Regina George yesterday. I'm glad you're giving the losers a second chance. Imagine if I hadn't given you one. Wink. Also, new dean of communications failed to communicate his past. G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, Dear Miss Capote. Your article was amazing. So biting, yet objective. I felt like I was presented with facts and then left to draw my own conclusion. The conclusion being, this guy needs to get fired. Oh my god, imagine if you got that guy fired. That would be so impressive. I think I would pass out from the guilt, but you have a better constitution than me. Wow. Just wow. Quote, it brings into question the great length the administration goes to selecting its student body versus the lax vetting of its faculty. End quote. Booyah! I'm sending it to my entire family. Your parents will want to read it too. I hope. I never know what to expect from them. You deserve an award. I'll look for one on Etsy. Your secret admirer, Ava.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, Dear Miss Capote. Tell me about the boy before I strangle you.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, Dear Miss Capote. Sorry. I don't know what to say because I don't know if the entire thing was in my head. I guess I will start by setting the scene. Did I mention I'm currently in Screenwriting 101? The night. Black. The stars. I'm not sure. We were inside. I was sort of hanging back, taking it all in, possibly planning an escape, when the guy, Jake, started talking to me. Apparently, he's a sophomore production major, who recognized me from the film school coffee bean. Is it insane that this is the most flattered I have ever been? I mean, it's not an inherently good thing to be recognized. I recognize awful people all the time, but he probably wouldn't have talked to me if he recognized me for being awful, right? I think the conversation went well. It was pretty standard. Where are you from? What do you like to watch? Will you have my baby? I think I just implied the last thing with my eyes. I don't know. I don't know how to interpret boy stuff without you watching it and interpreting it for me. Although, come to think of it, none of your interpretations have been particularly helpful either. I must be a lost cause. Don't look for me.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, dear Miss Capote. That got dark real fast. I need more details. How did the conversation end? What's his Instagram?
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, dear Miss Capote. I don't know his Instagram or his last name. Night ended with him being called off to play beer pong by one of his brothers. He told me to watch, but I said I had to go home because I need a lot of sleep to maintain a balanced mental state. Ava to Jen. Subject, re, dear Miss Capote. I'm a loser! I don't even deserve to be a Gamma Phi!
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, dear Miss Capote. Is this him? Instagram.com/ChinatownJake98.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, dear Miss Capote. How did you do that? And why are you using your powers to find frat boys on Instagram?
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, dear Miss Capote. Unfortunately, my superpowers start and end at finding frat boys on Instagram. That's why I keep getting rejected from Xavier's School for Gifted Youngsters. Follow him!
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, dear Miss Capote. Absolutely not, but I bow down to your craft. 3:42 p.m. PST. Oh my god, the funniest thing just happened.
Spit take? Banana peel? Pie in the face? Oh no, forget I said pie.
Your sense of humor is atrocious.
Was it a farcical case of mistaken identity?
Kind of.
I knew it.
Ava to Jen. Subject, a farcical case of mistaken identity. So, in an attempt to ease us into the craft of screenwriting, we've been writing prose this whole time in Screenwriting 101. Please don't bother to point out the irony. It's already eating me alive. Anywho, this last assignment was a first-person short story with the option of being autobiographical. I chose to write fiction because nothing exciting has ever happened to me. Unless you count starting Prozac at age 4. But toddlers aren't reliable narrators, and I'm not a good enough writer to tackle that yet. I end up writing this quirky account of a high school boy having his first kiss with a girl and realizing that he is actually gay. Except, I never explicitly say that it's from the point of view of a boy, and I never give him a name because it's written in the first person. What ends up happening? Everyone in my class thinks I chose to write an autobiographical story. And not just any autobiographical story, my autobiographical coming out story. The entire class thought I was gay for a few days until we went over my story and I started getting notes. So funny and embarrassing. I had to assure everyone I'm not gay, just an unclear writer. Hope you're drinking something while reading this so you get to do a spit take. A.
Jen to Ava, re, a farcical case of mistaken identity. I don't understand. What's so funny about people thinking you are gay?
Ava to Jen, subject, re, a farcical case of mistaken identity. I don't know. It just seemed ridiculous. No one has ever thought I was gay. I'm like a virginal Charlotte York with a bigger nose. 2:15 p.m., PST. Jake is two people in front of me at the coffee bean. What do I do? He's ordering. I can't tell if he saw me. Jen! 5:27 p.m. PST. If you're dead, I hope you left me your leather jacket. I can't pull it off, but I'll hang it in my house. As art. Hello?
8:42 p.m. PST. Sorry, busy.
Doing what?
Kissing girls.
Dot, dot, dot. Oh my god. Do you actually think I'm homophobic? My aunt is gay! Not openly, but we all know.
Okay.
Jen, come on. Are you seriously mad?
Talk later.
Ava to Jen. Subject, pride. Dearest Genevieve, I offer my sincerest apologies to the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender community. I had no intention of offending any of our queer friends, family, or loved ones. There is absolutely nothing wrong with appearing gay or actually being gay. In fact, I felt a bit honored that my peers thought I was cool enough to get a hot girl to kiss me behind the bleachers. I have no excuse for my blunder, but please keep in mind that USC is not the enlightened campus Emerson is, and I'm a bit behind in my evolution of tolerance and sensitivity. In conclusion, I have nothing but the utmost respect for Kristen Stewart, Neil Patrick Harris, and Laverne Cox, among many other notable LGBT icons. I will spend the rest of my living days making it up to them. That said, I take a bit of offense that you would jump to a homophobic conclusion about me. I was equally taken aback that time someone thought I was Russian. Also, I know your MO is avoidance, but it's sort of impossible when you live 3,000 miles away and I can't just show up at your house and force you to talk to me. All the love in the world, Ava Helmer. No homo.
Jen to Ava, subject, re-pride. Hey, I'm sorry I went MIA like that. I just didn't love your reaction, but I'm sure I read too much into it or something. I think I'm just juggling a lot of things. The article is getting a bunch of attention, bad and good, and I haven't been keeping up with homework because of all the beacon stuff. Plus, I've been hooking up with someone and it's taking up a lot of my brain space, so I probably just overreacted. NBD, thanks for being the bigger person and yada yada, G.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re-pride. Who are you hooking up with? Are you having sex? What is going on? 11:04 a.m. PST. Who are you hooking up with?
Think about it.
It's all I'm thinking about. Okay. I figured it out. Kent, your editor. Are you laughing because I'm so right or because I'm so wrong?
Wrong and adorable.
Okay, that's fine. You shouldn't be hooking up with your editor anyway. What other guys have you mentioned?
You're getting colder.
Question mark, question mark, question mark?
It's not a guy. Hello? Dot, dot, dot.
Molly!
Yes.
Second guess. Pretty good. Ava to Jen. Subject, should we talk about this? I wrote out a bunch of different versions of this email, but I think the subject line says it all. Ava.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, should we talk about this? Nope, I'm good.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, should we talk about this? Okay, well, I'm not good. You realize that you were gay and didn't bother to tell me? Your best friend in the entire world? Or is Molly your best friend now? Are you even in Boston? You've stopped geotagging all your posts. Have you changed your name and moved to Zimbabwe? Because I feel completely abandoned in this moment. To be clear, I have no problem with you being gay. I have a problem with you not telling me. And yes, that is a selfish problem, but I am a selfish person.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, should we talk about this? This is why I didn't want to tell you. I'm not gay. I'm hooking up with a girl. Not everything is black and white.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, should we talk about this? Wow. Okay, that was super condescending, especially since you know it's hard for me to not see things in black and white because of my mental illness.
Jen to Ava. Subject, re, should we talk about this? This has nothing to do with your OCD. I'm just not doing this. I'm not having a coming out party. Nothing about me as a person has changed. I have always been this person. Who I hook up with does not define me.
Ava to Jen. Subject, re, should we talk about this? Well, you got me there. Congratulations. You've backed me into a PC corner. Enjoy the moral high ground.
12:32 a.m. EST.
I have the moral high ground! How's it feel?
Less fun than drugs.
Ugh. When do I get to FaceTime your girlfriend?
Not my girlfriend.
Excuse me. When do I get to FaceTime your partner? S.O.?
Fuck buddy?
You're having sex? Oh!
You're more excited than me, and the girl I'm having sex with.
Can I ask you something without it being a big deal?
What does gay sex mean?
I understand gay sex. I don't understand lesbian sex.
Google it.
I don't need to Google anymore. I have a queer best friend.
Stop labeling me.
Sorry. Ava to Jen. Subject, pledging my life away. Welcome to your daily Gamma Phi quiz about all things Gamma Phi. Remember, sisters are forever, and anything lower than 85% is a failing grade. Question 1. Why am I taking this quiz?
answer. Because you don't have enough work already. We thought it would be fun to turn a social club into an extreme time commitment full of mandatory events, including pop quizzes. Question 2. What kind of questions can I expect? Answer. Solely